Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mako Knight Health and Wellness Company. I am an educator, author, speaker, nurse, coach, spiritual teacher, and very passionate about healthy and balanced living. First, I want to apologize that I wasn't on last week. As you can see in the title, attitude is the big thing. In this case, it was an accident. But last week was different. I had scheduled the show and was ready to enjoy it and go on when I received the notice that I have to appear at the court for jury duty. So that took precedence. And, you know, in my attitude or with my attitude, we do actually need to serve our civic duties and do the best we can. I was fortunate enough that I spent the whole day there, not doing really much of anything. But anyway, I served for a year and now I'm back. So welcome back to the show. And we're going to talk about attitude when we have an accident. So why am I stressing my passion in healthy and balanced living? So important. And the next line was, why do I have car accident in the subject line? Well, let me tell you, it was just about a month ago that I was really happy, just exercised, the world was mine. I felt so good and so awake and so focused. And I was driving home from the gym on a main drag when an elderly gentleman pulled out on a side street with a stop sign. And, of course, we collided. Well, luckily, none of us got actually injured, just our vehicles. And the good thing and the positive attitude behind it is vehicles can be replaced. They're just material things. And the better thing is we, as the people, did not get injured at all. Not even the airbags deployed. So we were definitely not going at a fast speed. So this is all positive. Now, why am I talking about this? While I was just hit, and I go, okay, deep breath. What's number one that I'm going to do? Put on the blinkers, shut down the engine, get out and see how the other person is doing. And so by knowing sequentially what needs to be done, it allowed me to not stress out about the whole thing, because it happened and life happens to us all the time, whether we are aware of it or not. So the best thing is actually to be aware of things. And that is actually the reason why I'm sharing this with my audience today. What can you learn from my experience? Well, again, it just happened. The accident just happened. None of us planned about it. He was thinking he was at right. I knew I was on the main drag. So obviously I was not guilty, not at fault. That's the way the insurance is dealt with it. But what happened when I just finished my workout in the gym and all that stuff was totally against my expectancy. Normally when you're mood is really good, when you're focused, when you're happy, you can foresee things that are happening. You can look a little bit more ahead. And for some odd reason, this wasn't there. So, was I angry with the person who cut me off crossing the main street? I mean, I was on the main street and he was coming out of a side street with a stop sign. No, I wasn't angry. I was a little bit frustrated at the very beginning because I had my beautiful car and did not really like it to be damaged. And then immediately the thing kicked in. Oh my, you are so blessed. You're not injured. So I got out and said, sir, are you okay? He goes, yeah. And so we talked a little bit. Long story short, his daughter showed up and started telling me that I was at fault and I did everything wrong and stuff. And I said, no, ma'am, I did not. Your father came from this area. No, he never comes from there. And without me having to defend myself, her father said, honey, today I really, truly did. I came exactly from where the lady said I came from. And then she started honing in on him. Daddy, I told you you should never come from there. He said, well, it's too late. It happened. So actually what this whole thing is, it's about remaining calm, remaining true to yourself, and doing what is important. So we did actually follow the laws of the traffic for accidents. We did report the accident to the police, who did not care. They said, as long as nobody got injured, we're not coming out. Just report it to your insurance. Well, we did. Both of us reported to our insurance. I included the pictures of his car, of my car. I included his driver's license. I included his insurance information. And I called my husband to come see if he can drive my vehicle home because I wasn't going to sit back in it. You should have seen. The whole front was all over the floor, over the street. It was awful. And he is an engineer, very logical, very analytical. He took his tape and his strings and tied up everything he could. And what he couldn't tie up, he took, cleaned up off the ground of the street and put it in his truck. And then I drove his truck home and he drove my car home. And it was just amazing. I mean, he even knew that just to make sure I stayed really calm and collected and I was going to be able to drive his car home, he brought me some grapes just to calm down and to stabilize my blood sugar, which was just going a little bit wacko at that moment, though my brain didn't say I'm going crazy, but my body started shaking. So why am I telling you this? Again, being actually prepared for anything, knowing the steps we need to take, doing it in a calm and collected way. I mean, I had to take the picture of his driver's license and the insurance card several times because they were just, kind of fuzzy because I was shaking. And then I said, okay, deep breath. And I told her, I need to take a couple of deep breaths, and then I can promise you I can take those pictures clearly. And it happened. I took three times a deep breath in to the count of four. Arms out in front of my body, up, so they actually met above my head, in the middle of my head. And then I turned my palms outside down after I had held the breath for 2 seconds and went down for 8 seconds, exhaling as deeply as I could. And it so calmed me down. It was amazing. So he did the same. He started breathing, and we were civil to each other. I just asked him if he did not see the stop sign, and he thought he had stopped. But what actually happened is there was a lady with two children who came close to the stop sign, and it looked like he just wanted to be gone before they came and crossed the street. So anyway, all turned out great. His car got fixed, my car got fixed, the insurances took care of everything, and there was no need to fight. As I said, we did call the police. First, the lady who lived in the house right there where it happened, She called the police. Nothing happened. Then the gentleman's daughter called the police. Nothing happened. Then I called the police, and they told me, we're not coming out. There is no need for us to come out. Everything is okay. It's just damage. And for a while, they had a rule that if the damage was above $500, we would have to file a police report. Well, that seems to have changed. Why am I saying that? Because I want you to be aware of what your rights are and what your responsibilities are when you are on the road. I can only tell you my car was $8,500 in repairs. But now it looks like a new baby again, and it drives really well. So the blessing again, it got fixed. Nobody got hurt, and I have like a brand new car again. So did I remain calm through this entire thing? Yeah. Once I started breathing and I had my grapes, there was no problem whatsoever. No ounce of my body was ready to go into a fight. No ounce was ready for blame. I said, it just happened. Yep, I knew I was not at fault, but that's okay, because, again, life happens, and it does not always have to be so big. It can be anything, and it is just important for us to remain calm and not stress out, which is actually quite amazing that I'm saying that right now, because I am just writing a book, and it's called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book, 15 Ways to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. And I'm using this also as part of it, because when you're in control of your life and you know what is important and what is not, you have the choice of accepting stress or of not accepting stress. I know for a fact, because more than one doctor told me, that at least 80% of the diseases that we have in our bodies are induced by stress. So why do that? Why not keep our stress under control, reduce it, stay calm, and increase our health? How wonderful can life be when we do that? How wonderful is it when we can put life or whatever happens into perspective? Each and every day of our life needs to be put into perspective. I want to read you a poem, because at that moment when it happened, and I totally was in touch with myself and started being really calm and collected, I was truly thankful. And the poem I'm going to read to you right now is titled, Be Thankful. And it says, be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. Unfortunately, the author is unknown, But to help you out or to get a hold of this poem, I did include it as the free gift, so you can actually print it out for yourself. Living with thankfulness and gratitude and reduce stress, which automatically increases health, is such a daily activity that we need to take it so seriously, yet being fun and joyful. But the task itself to remain calm, collected, without stress. This is really, really amazing. And I will keep you posted when my book is going to be out so you can purchase it on Amazon.com. It is so cool. Actually, there are so many steps that we can take. And I said my book has just 15 steps listed on how we can reduce stress and increase health. And I am positive that you know some on top of your head. I'm not going to go into much detail here because I want you to read the book when it's out. However, I can stress that exercise is a good one. Hydration is a great one. Being thankful is another one. Nutrition is another one, and so forth and so on. So, again, we went through all the things that happened, how they happened, why they happened. I did not really say because I am not a know-it-all. I don't know. There was a lesson in there for me to be learned. And the lesson I did learn is to be thankful that nobody got hurt, that the cars can be fixed or could be fixed, and in my case have been fixed or has been fixed. I don't know about the gentleman, but I might not. I am going to give him a call today after the show and ask him how he is doing and if his vehicle was fixed, just because I have his information on the driver's license. I'm going to look it up and make sure he's all right. That is part of me to work with forgiveness, to work with peace and thankfulness, and to make a difference in his life, to show him that I care and that I'm glad he did not get hurt. So these are all lessons I have learned. Now I just really want to recap quickly. What are the steps we need to take with our attitude and our duties and responsibilities when we're on the road should we ever get in an accident? Number one, secure the area. Make sure we have the flashers on. Then exchange information with the other involved party, driver's license, insurance information. If anybody got hurt, call 911. If nobody got hurt, especially in California, let's say more specifically in Long Beach, I don't know if all California is the same way, but I experienced this in Long Beach, California, Southern California. So here, if nobody got hurt, you do not need to call the police. So there, as I said, you exchange the information. You report it to your insurance, your car insurance. If possible, send them pictures that make actually a difference for them to see what exactly happened. I even had a picture included with the side street, the name, and the stop sign on it, and the stop on the ground, on the floor, on the street. And so they saw that, and they also saw that the car was not there anymore. It went through in front of me. So when we do all these things and we follow the rules, and clean up the mess on the road. My husband even had a broom with him so he could sweep all the shattered stuff that he could not pick up to the very end of the street, to the walkway, you know, where the pedestrians go through, end of the walk, the path and stuff. That made a big difference because then nobody got injured on the same, in the same area because of the debris left behind. So it was really an amazing learning experience for me. And I'm not feeling remorse. I mean, I'm not feeling any regrets. I'm not feeling any hurts. I'm not feeling any anger. I'm not feeling any stress. It's all done and over with the same day. And talking to the adjuster and being able to take the car to the collision center and having it fixed at the most amazing place that I've been recommended to through my husband's work. It's the Horns Collision Center on Long Beach Boulevard, 1427 Long Beach Boulevard in Long Beach. They have done such an amazing job that if you have any doubts where to go, this is the place that I can highly recommend because they did a fabulous job. And just knowing that takes the stress away. So this is it for today. I'm going to be a few minutes short of, or early with finishing up because I've actually communicated everything, including reading the wonderful poem, Be Thankful, with the author unknown. But again, you can find it in your in your free gift. And as always, my call to action is please let me know if these episodes help you in any way, shape, or form to grow, to learn something. If you have any suggestions that can make it better, any questions that I get to answer for you, just feel free to contact me. You can go either to my website at http://www.miklknight.com, which is MiklKnight.com, or you can email me directly at dythomson@miklknight.com or call me at 562-335-4956 or leave me a text and I will most definitely get back with you and answer your questions. And if I cannot, if it's outside of my field, I will see that I can refer you to somebody who actually does have the answer. So, having said all that, I'm going to wish you a wonderful week, one filled with happiness, health, joy, peace, and one that is blessed. May all go well. And I'm going to say until next week, and please do let me know what you think. And if you have any special requests, you can put those in too. Remember, everything is related in one way or another to emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. And having said that, I'm going to say goodbye. I'll talk to you next week again and have a fabulous week. Thank you so much for listening.